This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Welcome to All Sides with Amy Jurevich. It's the WOSU Spring Membership Drive. More about that in just a moment. As flowers begin blooming and sunnier days boost our spirits, what better way to welcome the season than with fresh baked cookies for your friends and family? Baking cookies is not just a winter or holiday activity. From Mother's Day gifts to wedding cookie tables, baking is a year-round endeavor. We'll be talking about all things cookies this hour with Alex Copeland, the cookie artist behind Plenty-O Cookies. Alex, welcome back to All Sides.
Thank you for having me.
Plenty-O Cookies specializes in custom sugar cookies decorated with royal icing. They're fun, they're vibrant, and they're a great treat to bring along to a spring picnic, a block party. Maybe you can bake a batch for Teacher Appreciation Week. And cookies are a delicious way to say Happy Mother's Day. Alex, people love to celebrate with sweet treats. What occasion do you make the most cookies for?
Ooh, you know, I get this question a lot, and I think it goes between Pride Month. Mm-hmm. I make a lot of cookies for Pride Month, and then I would have to say Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that wild? But Halloween, people love the spooky cookies.
Like you're making ghosts or what kind of cookies?
You know, it kind of goes back and forth. Sometimes they're more, you know, scary movie, kind of gruesome themed. And then sometimes they're cutesy, fun, children's Halloween themed. Mm-hmm. But it goes back and forth.
That's interesting that Halloween's one of the biggest ones, because I expected you to say Christmas. But is it more so people are wanting to order cookies from you for Halloween, but they're baking their own at Christmas?
You know, I think they're baking their own for Christmas. And it's so sad because people have those parties where everyone brings their own cookie and they all take home a box of everyone's cookies.
Cookie exchange,
right?
Yes.
No one ever invites me.
Oh, they don't want to be compared to you.
I guess something. But I'm like, I want cookies too.
Yeah. Yeah. So you bake cookies, but you also still like to eat cookies?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
It doesn't turn you off?
No.
Okay. Even the sugar cookies with the royal icing, you still eat them?
I eat them not as often as other cookies. Like mm-hmm. chocolate chip will always be my classic favorite. Mm-hmm. And whenever I go to like those parties, I wouldn't bring decorated cookies because it's just kind of like what I do. But I will eat cookies any time of day. Love it.
So what drew you to cookie making?
Growing up, I always baked with my mom and grandma for the holidays. Just random cookies, cutouts, whatever. And I think I've just always loved sweet treats. You know, before bed, my grandma, there was like, it's not a tradition, but they would have a bowl of ice cream. So it was just sweets were just in my life all the mm-hmm. time. And one day I saw these decorated cookies and said, you know, I want to make those. They look fun. And I just tried my hand out at it.
And you decided to make it a career. How did that happen?
Yeah. I was working an odd end job at a small boutique. And I didn't like working for someone else. You know, mm-hmm. I hated requesting off work to do things that I wanted to do. So I said, how can I work for myself and do something that I really enjoy? Well, I loved baking and I loved cookies. So I remembered seeing the decorated cookies. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I'm going to try this. I'm going to see how it works. Test it out. And I went home. I looked up some recipes, started decorating cookies. And a friend who owned a farmer's market, Bambi's Farmer's Market, he allowed me to sell my cookies there. So every week I would make brand new cookies and I would try different techniques and I'd post the photos on my Instagram. And just because of that, it just started like word of mouth and people started asking to order them.
We'll get more into his cookie making business in just a moment. But I have to say that you are listening to All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. And this is our spring membership drive. Remember that listener support is the most important part of our budget. Make your gift right now at WOSU.org or call us 866-897-9678. And for a membership of $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, you can get a very special offer. We have two tickets to a WOSU exclusive member-only event. It's a cookie decorating workshop hosted by our guest today, Alex Copeland, the owner of Plenty-O Cookies. Now, this class is going to be Thursday evening, May 8th at 6 p.m. at the WOSU headquarters in our Ross Community Studio. So come join Alex, and I will happen to be there too, and we will learn together to master the art of sugar cookie decorating. You'll leave the class with all the knowledge and skills you need to dazzle your friends and family with fabulously decorated sweet treats. We'll be decorating some lovely spring-themed cookies. They're flowers and plants, and you'll have all the skills you need for all of your future cookie decorating activities. Alex is going to teach you the basics of decorating down to the final icing details, including the art of piping delicate royal icing. So don't miss this exclusive class for WOSU members. Now, you have to give right now to secure your seat. It's you and a guest, so it's two tickets, and you'll have a wonderful time. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss this event. Two tickets for $15 a month as a sustainer, or make a one-time gift of $180. The class includes the cookies and the supplies. Alex is going to bring those, and then WOSU is going to provide some refreshments and free parking. So give now. Again, that's WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. It'll be a great evening with me, Alex, and just a bunch of WOSU members, people who love public radio, and your gift supports public radio. So if you listen to All Sides every day, we're asking you to support the program that you value, that you depend on, that you listen to. You listen to this station because you trust the news you hear. So we're asking you to make a gift of support, make this drive a success, and also you get to attend this wonderful event as a thank you gift. $15 a month to get access to this event, and it's two tickets at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. So, Alex, you turned your love of cookies from a farmer's market into a full-fledged business. When did you decide you're like, I'm going to have a business and give it a name and this is going to be my thing and quit the other retail job you had?
You know, I don't know if there was a moment. Even with doing cookies, I still had other jobs always. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I worked at this small boutique and then I worked at a jewelry store and then I was like a temp at a credit card company. And
oh,
then I
fun.
Worked at Chase Bank. I know. So I had worked all over and I did cookies kind of on the side. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like the point where I realized this was going to be my full-time thing is when my income from cookies surpassed whatever job I was doing.
You're like doing your taxes and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah. I was like, now wait a minute. This, and I mean, it was way more fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got to stay home. I got to bake, which is something that I love to do. And I still love to bake, even just for fun, for myself, with friends, whatever. I still love to bake. So I think that was when I knew that I had something that I could leave working for someone else and just focus on cookies.
Now, you have quite the kitchen set up, but you don't have like a brick and mortar store. But is this kitchen like in your house?
Yes.
Okay. So, and do you have like a separate kitchen where you make food and this is your cookie making kitchen? Because I see pictures on Instagram and I'm seeing this kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So every time I had, you know, a place where I was baking my cookies, I had a tiny kitchen. So I said, I need to buy a house. So I bought a house that had all of the plumbing, all of the needs that I could use to build a kitchen in my basement. Mm-hmm. So I put in a full bakery kitchen in my basement, and it's completely separate from my living space, and I love it so much.
So you can, like, go to work,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
right, and separate yourself from the house? Okay.
Yeah, so it's really nice having workspace versus living space.
And so people can go to your website. They can order cookies for a special event. You custom make cookies, and you do events. What else is a part of your business? The custom cookies and the events, is that the two aspects?
Yeah, custom cookies, events. I haven't really gotten into other parts, but I'm in talks for other things.
Oh, okay. So you're giving me the stay tuned eyes.
I know. It is the stay tuned because I want to make, you know, I'm a kind of person where I want to make sure I'm doing everything the right way as opposed to doing it really quickly. So I'm doing a lot of research, talking to people, figuring things out before I jump in and an offer.
Mm, okay. Well, fancy cookies seem to be having a moment right now because, like, a few years ago, fancy cupcakes were all the rage.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
yeah.
They're all the stores with all the fancy cupcakes. So, here in Columbus, there's Insomnia Cookies, there's Crumble Cookies, there's, you know, other things like that. So, that was what I was going to ask you. Do you feel like you're in a cookie moment? Is there a cookie moment happening?
I think there is a cookie moment happening. And I'm hoping that that wave never dies down because I love cookies. Like, why not? I think people are just interested in fun flavors of cookies. I think everyone has grown up with whoever they were getting their cookies from in the family, right? Mm-hmm. They just had their standard cookies. And now that people are doing all these fun flavors, people are like, oh, cookies are a really versatile sweet. Mm-hmm. So I do think cookies are having their moment right now. And mm-hmm. I hope that moment lasts forever.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. I want to say thanks to Ray Curlin from Galena. And also thanks to Deborah Bauscher from New Concord. And Ray made a comment when making their gift saying, I really depend on WOSU's fair and honest news every day. It's so important right now. Thank you so much for those gifts. Thank you for supporting us on 89.7 NPR News. And you can join us. This hour of All Sides is all about cookies. Thank you for joining us today. And we have a special thank you gift. $15 a month as a sustainer, you get 2 tickets to WOSU Public Media's exclusive cookie decorating workshop with Alex Copeland from Plenty of Cookies. Join us on Thursday, May 8th at 6 o'clock. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience for members only of WOSU. It's $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 to get your tickets to this event. Go to WOSU.org. You can click on the name of the event and get all the details, or you can call 866-897-9678. Alex has mastered royal icing, so you will get the best tips, tricks, and techniques to help you master the art of sugar cookie decorating. You don't need to bring anything. Alex has all the supplies, freshly baked cookies, high quality icing, and a wide range of colorful decorations. And you're going to leave the class with some fabulous looking cookies and the skills to create your own treats at home. Public radio is for the lifelong learner, and it is for people who chase their curiosity. Do you want to learn something new every time you listen to NPR on WOSU? Well, we are taking that learning piece to the next level by offering a hands-on class that will be fun and educational. Give $15 a month for 2 tickets to this exclusive class. It's a cookie decorating workshop at the WOSU headquarters just for members who give during this show. So, bring your daughter, bring your son, bring your best friend. This class is May 8th, so that is right before Mother's Day. So I think this class might be a great gift for you and your mom. You'll be attending the class with a great group of public radio listeners. Make a gift right now, secure your tickets, support public radio at the same time. And I should add that the workshop will have light refreshments, we'll have free parking. And as someone who has to, jockey around for street parking, you know, that's quite a perk. You want to have the free parking. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Again, that is $15 a month for 2 tickets to this workshop, a one-time gift of $180. Give now and secure your seats. We are listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. We count on listeners like you to give during these membership drives. In return, we bring you news and information that you can trust. All Sides is here for you every morning at 10, talking about what is going on in Central Ohio. We have in-depth, thoughtful conversations. And we can do that because we're listener-supported. So give now and join us for this event. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Now, I mentioned there, Alex, that you could consider getting this thank you gift as a Mother's Day gift because this is in May and there's lots of, that it would be a great pre-Mother's Day gift. You get public radio membership, Mother's Day gift to the workshop. Do you get requests to bake cookies for Mother's Day for mom?
I do. Last year I offered this set, and I'll have it again, where, so I have a printer that prints directly on cookies, right?
Ooh.
So I made this little gift set, and it comes with 3 cookies, and it spells out mom. And the center cookie is a heart shape, and then there's flowers on it. But what I would do is I would ask the person who is ordering the set to send me an image of them and their mom or whoever they're celebrating, right? And I print it directly on there. So it's like a little bit more personalized as opposed to just, you know, it spells mom, cute. But it's like, oh, there's a photo of us. So make it a little bit more personal.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, at our event, we're going to be making spring-themed cookies. And you send in a picture. So can you kind of describe what the flowers look like?
Yeah, for the workshop?
For the WOSU workshop, yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna have some flowers in there. I feel like the spring set, sometimes it's how I feel, mm-hmm. depending on, like, what flowers are coming. And so we do some flowers. We're going to do possibly some basket weave. I have to see what colors go together. So everyone gets three colors in their kit. Mm-hmm. And then they get one color to pipe the outlines. So something that's a little difficult about creating a good set is making sure that every cookie looks good on its own, but also the color scheme goes within those three cookies.
So if you put the three cookies on the plate and take a picture, they look nice together.
Yeah, because you want it to look cohesive, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why you're a cookie artist and not just a baker, right?
There you go.
Okay. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the idea of, you know, giving mom cookies for Mother's Day, you know, baking cookies is wonderful. Moms love cute homemade cookies made by their kids, but they maybe don't like the mess afterward. I might be speaking from experience. Baking can be really messy, but it doesn't have to be. Tell me about how, I'm sure over time, I have to assume, you've gotten a little less messy and a little quicker at the cleanup.
You know, I feel like...
You're going to tell me you're a mess. Okay.
I am. I am a mess. But I've gotten better at it. You know, now that I have this devoted space, it makes things a lot easier. And honestly, I think something that's really good about baking is I have to use that space again to decorate. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, I have to clean it before I can move on to the next step anyway. Mm-hmm. So usually I bake, clean the entire countertop. The cookies are coming out while I'm cleaning.
So clean as you go. Is that what you recommend?
Kinda. I mean, that's what I try to do. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it'll keep you happier. You'll feel good after it's clean, and you're gonna get it messy again. It's kind of the bear of it, right? You're going to make a mess, clean it up, make a mess again, clean it up, rinse and repeat.
So make the mess baking the cookies, and then clean it up, and then when you start the icing, start fresh. So
yeah, start fresh
because you don't want to get any stray flour accidentally in your.
No.
Yeah. Can you talk to me about? Because when I decorate cookies, one thing I struggle with, and this could just be me being not in the know, but filling an icing bag drives me crazy.
Yes. Okay. It's funny whenever I see people who, you know, I do this every single day, right?
Right.
So for me, I'm just like, oh, this is second nature. Like, this makes sense to me. Yes. But for someone who's doing this just like a one-off thing, they don't know all the ins and outs.
Yeah.
So when I first started, you know, I tried to hold the piping bag in my hand and fill it with like a spatula kind of deal.
Oh, okay. Don't do that. Yeah, that's what I do.
You shouldn't do that. Find a cup that your piping bag fits in, mm-hmm. put it in there, and put the top of the piping bag over the edges. So then it holds it open for you. You have both your hands free, and then scoop it into there. Now, I will say with piping bags, don't try to overfill it. I think there is something to be said about just filling it maybe three quarters or a little bit less. Mm. So you can give it a good twist at the top. If you fill it too much, you're going to twist it. Stuff's going to come out the top and you're going to be a mess anyway. You're going to want to redo the bag no matter what. Mm-hmm. So I say fill it a little bit less. Get a good twist on the top so nothing comes out. And it'll also feel a lot better. You'll have more control in your hand when you're piping.
Now, when you put the icing bag in the cup, I've seen some people in videos online, you can put like a rubber band to hold it in place even, but you don't need to do that?
I don't think you need to, because mm-hmm. usually like the cup that you're, the size of the cup that you're using, the mouth of the cup, I guess I would call it, mm-hmm. is going to be, like you want it to be large enough that it's almost stretching over top to mm-hmm. keep it as open as you can.
Okay. And then are we scooping in with a spoon or the spatula?
I use the spatula.
Rubber scraper. I never know what those things are called. Yeah.
I mean, I usually use my rubber spatula just because I'm trying not to dirty it a ton of dishes if I can. So I just use my spatula and put it in.
Okay. So, but at the workshop you're having for WOSU, you're going to bring them already in the bags,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so
yes,
you're
yes.
going to bring, so everyone's going to get three colors.
Yep.
And then tell me about what you're going to do. So you're going to teach people just how to use the icing with the cookies that you have made the cookies, you brought the cookies, and this is what you're going to teach us.
Yeah. So at the workshops, what's really nice is we're going to have a video feed of my hands mm-hmm. and everyone can see what I'm doing in real time. I feel like that's really helpful, but everyone's going to have the three bags of icing and I'm going to show you step by step how to do every single cookie. And within your cookie kit, you're going to have, there are six cookies. So you're going to have two of every design. So there are three separate designs. Your first one can be practice. Hmm. And also, these cookies are yours. They can look however you want them to look. I'm here to support everyone on their cookie journey. And it is okay if they do not look like mine at the end. Because I've done this for 12 years. For people who are coming and this is their first time, My goal is that you have fun and you decorate your cookies however you want to decorate them. I'm going to show you my interpretation, and I'm going to show you step by step how to do that to be the most successful with that.
This is 89.7 NPR News. I want to say thank you to Cody Grabe from Columbus. And Cody writes that they appreciate a local voice and all that we do for the community. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you for your support. And thank you for giving today to WOSU during our membership drive. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides. And it is our spring membership drive, which means it's time for you to support the in-depth conversations we produce every day. You're only going to find this kind of news and information on public radio. Support this station at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is a very special time to become a member because for this hour only, we have a great thank you gift. Give $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, and you and a guest will attend our cookie decorating workshop. This class is exclusive for WOSU members. You can only get your tickets by becoming a member, and this class is going to be so much fun. So don't wait. Get your tickets now at WOSU.org. And don't miss your chance. We have a limited number of tickets. So if you really want to attend this workshop, I know that Alex is engaging and wonderful to listen to, but maybe, you know, you could just like sneak away for a minute and go and make that gift right now. We have a limited number of tickets. Make that $15 a month gift and secure your tickets right now. You'll spend a fun evening with me and Alex and some awesome public radio fans. You'll learn everything you need to know about how to decorate the perfect sugar cookie. We're going to decorate some fun spring-themed cookies, flowers, and plants, and the techniques that you will learn can be translated into any cookie you want to decorate in the future. So maybe you're making cookies for a wedding for this spring or summer, you know, those wedding cookie tables. Your cookies could be a showstopper after you learn Alex's decorating techniques. And your skills will be with you. They'll come in handy for years to come. So this event is Thursday evening, May 8th at 6 o'clock right here at the WOSU headquarters in our beautiful Ross Community Studio. We're located just south of 15 and High in the heart of Ohio State's campus, and parking will be provided. Plus, the evening will include refreshments, not to mention the beautiful cookies that you will decorate and take home, or you can eat while you're right then and there. Make a gift now. It's two tickets for $180, or that's as a one-time gift, or $15 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And this class is just a few days before Mother's Day. So bring your mom, bring your grandma. This class is truly for anyone. So bring your best friend, your dad, your sister, brother. Give this class as a gift to the cookie baker in your life. Enjoy a fun evening with WOSU. And when you get your tickets, you'll be supporting public radio with your gift. It's a win-win. Remember that your gift is essential to the future of this station. You will be supporting the thoughtful, in-depth discussions that keep you informed and entertained. $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Now, Alex, in that last part there, I mentioned the wedding cookie table. Have you had people ask you to make cookies for wedding cookie tables?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing until I started doing.
I can educate you.
Please,
I am from Pittsburgh, born and raised, and that is a Pittsburgh tradition that at every wedding, when the bride and groom, you know, there's cake and everyone has cake, but then there's also a table full of cookies, and it's just all of the grandmas and the moms and the aunts and everyone in your life who wants to be a part of the wedding bakes a cookie, brings a cookie. And the goal is that you're on the dance floor all night, eating cookies all night, and there's always to-go boxes
too.
Yes. So tell me about who first told you, like, hey, you're a cookie maker and you'd never heard of the wedding cookie table. Like, how'd you find out about it?
My friend was getting married, and at their wedding, they were also from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we have to have a cookie table. And I'm like, oh, like, what's that? So they explained it to me. And then I went to the wedding, of course. Mm-hmm. And my cookies are there. And then there's just this table full of all different kinds of cookies. Mm-hmm. And it's like a dream come true for me. And they have these like little boxes. And at the end, like you said, they're to-go boxes. So not only are you snacking during the thing, take them home. It was just so wonderful. And I think that's a great tradition that I hope other people put it at their weddings because it's so fun.
I think it started kind of like in the Great Depression, whenever getting a fancy wedding cake was just not affordable. But everyone could bake, you know, they could get the ingredients together to bake a simple sugar cookie.
Yeah.
So I think it started as that, but then it just like continued
yeah.
and continued and grew and grew and grew. And it became, so I mean, I've seen videos of some cookie tables, they can be like a competitive thing. Like,
oh my gosh.
Look at our mountain of cookies.
Well, I mean, I kind of felt competitive because I'm like, I hope my cookies stack up to the rest of the
stack
flavors.
Up, yeah, 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 yeah.
So I was really into it.
Well, if you come to our event, then you can learn some techniques and your cookies will stand out at a future cookie table. It is like a Western Pennsylvania thing, but it's kind of growing in Ohio. And it's you know, Eastern Ohio does it. And then any Pittsburgh transplants take it to their new city. And I think once you see it, you kind of want to have it at your wedding
yeah.
in the future, you know? So another way to, you know, baking is a thoughtful way to show your appreciation for someone. Foods and desserts are usually a way to connect and bond. So what's great about sugar cookies is that you can match them to any event, right?
Yeah.
So have you discovered over the years that, you know, sugar cookies are not just for the holidays?
Yeah, I do sets for really anything, mm-hmm. you know, baby showers, weddings, birthdays, and then I've even done some for like a divorce. I've done it for dog birthdays. I've done it for it was like a celebration of life for a dog.
Mm.
I've done it for, I'm trying to think of just like,
you mentioned earlier Pride Month is one of your biggest times.
Yeah,
what do they want in their cookies for that?
It kind of depends. Sometimes it's drag queen themes. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's just, you know, pride flags. Sometimes it's, I do a lot of corporate orders around that time.
Mm.
So a lot of times it's like a logo with the pride flag behind it, or just some sort of zhuzhing up of their logo with pride themes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's really versatile for whatever people want during Pride. Lots of heels. People like the heel cookie. Lips. Yeah.
How many different cookie cutters do you have then? You must have...
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't counted them, but I would say a few hundred. I would say maybe 300 to 400.
And do you get requested a shape that you don't have a cookie cutter in too?
Absolutely.
All the time.
So I have a 3D printer, so I can make my own cookie cutters. So when someone says, oh, this is the image that I would like you to go off of, I can get into a program, trace it, send it to my 3D printer, and print that exact shape cookie cutter for it.
Wow. Okay. So tell me a unique shape that you had to make up.
That's a toughie. I feel like logos are always a little interesting because every logo is different.
Mm-hmm.
I would say... Oh, someone came to me once and they wanted me to do different racetracks for like car racing.
Oh.
So they sent me the shapes of the tracks and I had to trace those. So it was very specific to that.
Oh, very specific to what the track looks like. So
yeah.
We're not talking about just like an oval, typical NASCAR track.
No.
This is like a specific race that with like curves and bends and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there were like three or four different tracks.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then you decorated them to look like the track too.
I believe I did. This was pretty early on
yeah.
when I started making cookie cutters. So I forget how they looked.
You were like, the track person needs to call me again.
I have them. I have the track cookie cutters now. It's hard for me to get rid of a cookie cutter.
Oh, okay.
Even though I might never use it again. It's
yeah,
still
if
there.
It's very specific, like a specific race car track, you still have it.
Yeah.
And you must have different sizes because most of the cookies I see on your Instagram are kind of large. Those are big hefty cookies.
I would say it's gonna like fit in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a line between too small and too big.
Yeah.
Because as much as we would like a really big cookie, we're not gonna eat a really big cookie.
Mm.
So I would rather someone be able to eat all of the cookie and then be satisfied with that.
And I've seen on your Instagram that your business has expanded, so you're not doing this all by yourself now. You sometimes have some help with you.
Correct. I have an assistant who helps me out because I travel and do cookie decorating workshops at universities too. So like next week we have to bake 400 and some cookies for a workshop that I'm doing. So it's really nice whenever one of us can be decorating, one of us can be baking, and then if I am traveling for a workshop, he can still be working at home and helping me out. So yeah, it is very, very nice to To need an assistant and to have an assistant.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News, and we're talking all things cookies this hour with Alex Copeland, the cookie artist behind Plenty O Cookies. Now, your company is named Plenty O Cookies. Can you tell me where the title came from?
Yeah, I'm a drag queen, and my drag name is Plenty O Smiles.
Did that come first, that name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was at Ohio State, and they had an amateur drag show, and my friends were like, you should do this drag show. And I had never done drag before, so then I had to have a drag name. And I was at a bar with my friends, and we're like, let's come up with this drag name. What if she was Irish? So she has an O in, like, as like the middle part of her name. And what if she had a lot of something? So Plenty O something. And I feel like we came up with a lot of random, you know, last names, and nothing stuck. Mm-hmm. I went to the restroom and I came back and I was smiling. And my friend said, Plenty O Smiles. What if your drag name was Plenty O Smiles?
You do have a lovely smile.
Well, thank
so there you.
You. Yeah. Thank you. And after that, you know, I had been doing drag for like a year or so. Then I was going to do cookies. Mm. And I said, well, maybe that's just a good name, Plenty O Cookies. And just went with that.
And it just stuck. Yeah. This is 89.7 NPR News. I want to say thank you to Robin Strom of Blacklick. Robin says to us, thank you for the programming. Well, thank you, Robin, for your gift of support. We also heard from Jim Lubinsky from Galena. Thank you, Jim, for your gift of support. You can join us and join us at this workshop. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. It is 2 tickets to this workshop is what we're offering today. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Amy Jurevich. It is our spring membership drive. And for this hour, we're talking about a very special event exclusive to WOSU Public Media members. Make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, and you'll get 2 tickets to our cookie decorating workshop. We have a limited number of tickets. When they're gone, they're gone. We can only fit so many people in the Ross Community Studio. So make that gift now. $15 a month can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. WOSU.org. Or 866-897-9678. And the event is Thursday evening, May 8th at 6 o'clock. You'll be participating in a class led by our guest this hour, Alex Copeland, founder of Plenty O Cookies. Alex will teach you all of his tips, tricks, and techniques to help you master the art of sugar cookie decorating. He'll also provide the supplies, including freshly baked cookies, high-quality icing, and a wide range of colorful decorations. You'll go home with a beautiful box of cookies. And you won't have to crowd around a table to watch him. We're going to put a camera on him and project it on his hands on our big screen in the Ross Community Studio. So you can watch on the big screen while you're at your table decorating your cookies. Our event includes refreshments and free parking. Make a gift and get those 2 tickets so you can bring a friend. $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And this class is going to be so much fun, and you're going to learn how to decorate cookies, and you're going to have a great time as well. But if you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday. You hear straight from newsmakers from all sides of the aisle. We have locally focused programming. This talk show is locally focused, and that programming, if that is important to you, then now is the time to make your gift of support. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 or at WOSU.org. And this is a great time to make a gift. Now is the time to give because we have a limited number of tickets to this event. And I promise you, the tickets are going to run out. So you're going to want to give right now before the hour ends. Master the art of cookie decorating. Attend our event on May 8th. 2 tickets for $15 a month as a sustainer. Or you can make a one-time gift of $180. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And Alex Copeland from Plenty of Cookies, I mentioned it a couple of times on Instagram. You share a lot about your life. You tie your business into it, too. Are you finding all of the funny reels and the viral content? How is that helping your business, or is it just, you know, producing Instagram reels every day has to be a little bit of a challenge?
You know, it is a challenge, but I think in general, social media, you have to keep people engaged. Mm-hmm. So If you're not posting things, and especially pretty regularly, because there is this, you know, algorithm that if you're not posting, they're not going to push your
content. They'll push you out. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've made it part of my work. And I think people enjoy it. People, you know, as a drag queen, as a performer, my goal is to entertain and make people happy. And if making these silly reels makes people happy, I love for that to be part of my business, because I also love bringing happiness through my cookies. So it's finding content and how I can relate it to what I do. And I think that's really fun. It's another creative thing that I never expected to have to do, because with Instagram, you know, when it first started, you just posted photos. Mm-hmm. So it was just, I made a set of cookies.
And you put a filter on it. And yeah. There were only like 5 filters.
Yeah. And it was like, you took a photo of your cookies and then you just posted a photo. Good to go.
You didn't even have to say anything. No comment.
Now you have to think about what song you want on it, the caption, if you're doing hashtags or not, who you're tagging, videos, if there is a filter, like how many photos you want to post, because that used to not even be a thing. So content creation has turned into, I'll tell my assistant, if we have a day where we don't have a lot to do, I'm like, today's a content creation day. Mm. And I bring up videos and I'm like, we're going to create this, and we just make it happen.
Now, recently you posted that you attended CookieCon.
Yeah. Right?
And like, who knew that was a thing? I mean, you knew, but I didn't know. Tell me about CookieCon.
I discovered CookieCon, years ago. And the first time I ever went, I was terrified, because I did go and drag one day, and I didn't know how this community would accept me, you know? Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've created such amazing friends that every time I go, it's so accepting, so loving, and they're wonderful, wonderful people. So CookieCon, I'll explain to you what it is. Cookie decorators from around the world will come together and they take classes. They learn business tips and tricks. They go to the vendor hall and they buy cookie tools. So essentially, you're just, you know, furthering your business. And then also socializing with people that you see on social media that you might not ever have a chance to meet. It's really fun. It's wonderful. I will say, like, the public isn't really invited to go to it necessarily.
It's exclusive for cookie decorators.
Yeah, because I guess if someone doesn't do cookies, they might not get the same thing out of it. Mm-hmm. You totally could come and take classes and try to learn some stuff. I'm not going to say that you can't.
You would get the side eye, though, and be like, you don't know what you're doing.
But you know what? That could be fun. Yeah. If someone like really wanted to, they're like, I'm going to learn. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go there. I'm going to see what I learn and figure it all out.
Do you learn about cookie businesses, too? I would assume that everyone has a different way of going about having a cookie business. And if you're going to CookieCon, you want to learn to improve your business.
Oh, absolutely. Because there are some people who they just do custom orders. There are some people who just do, you know, pre-designed sets. There are people who do just workshops. There are people who sell cookie decorating supplies. Mm-hmm. There are so many different aspects to it that, you know, I didn't know before CookieCon. And when you go there, you meet people and you see what their business is like. And it's really interesting. And we all understand the same struggles. We all understand, you know, the same successes. We all understand each other. And that's really wonderful to have that community.
Now, we got this far into the conversation, I can't believe I haven't mentioned that you are like Food Network famous. You've been on the Food Network. You're chuckling. Yes. Well, you've been on the Food Network more than once. So that makes you Food Network famous in my book.
Well, thank you.
Tell me about being on the Food Network. Like, what kind of shows have you done?
So I have done Christmas Cookie Challenge, Halloween Cookie Challenge, and Holiday Wars.
Okay. What is it like? Do you like it? Do you like the Food Network?
It's a lot. You know, it is a lot of fun. It is stressful. It is fun. It is fast. Mm-hmm. You know, the way I tell people how it feels is, imagine that you are going to make something that you are very familiar, you know, making, but then they put you in a brand new kitchen where, you know, where nothing is, and there are producers all around you, there are cameras, and everyone's watching every like little thing you're doing, and you have a timer. It's the stress is all at once, and at one point there's just a countdown and they say 3, 2, 1 and you go. I'm competitive, so I really enjoy that part of it, and I think it's fun just in general to create something that I know people are going to try and enjoy. I've never had a bad like edible critique on Food Network, which makes me really happy.
Because, so the judges say they like what it tastes like.
Oh my gosh, yeah, every single time. So that makes me really happy, because even though my cookies look good, I want them to taste good. That's always my main goal.
So do you audition for this? Or did someone find you?
I feel like it goes both ways. Sometimes I'm contacted. A lot of times during the process, whenever other people are applying, they'll ask if they have any recommendations for other people that they think might be good for the program. And some people will recommend. Mm-hmm. But other times I'll submit a general application and get a call one day. And that's always fun to get that mm-hmm. call. And they say, let's set up a Zoom or whatever to start the process.
Do you have any in the works? Or even if you did, you wouldn't be allowed to talk about it?
Not right now.
Okay.
I've sent out the general applications. Always looking, always interested.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which show was your favorite of those three that you were on?
I would say, that's so tough. Because they're all so different. So mm-hmm. the Christmas Cookie Challenge, it was my first time ever doing a show.
So you were like, I'm happy to be here.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was just happy to be there. Yeah. Then Halloween was fun because I love Halloween in general.
Right. And that's one of your biggest, you said you get the most cookie orders for Halloween. Yeah. So you were like, this is my moment.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed that just because I loved the theme. Mm-hmm. And then Holiday Wars, it was a completely different format because I had a team that was, selected for me. So I'm meeting these new people, working with them.
And that was a struggle is real moment for you.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's hard for me to rely on someone else because I don't know mm-hmm. what anyone else is doing and their skill levels or whatever. So it's hard for me to kind of take a step back and allow them to do their thing while I'm doing my thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's like doing a group project, right?
Yes.
I don't know many people who say they love group projects.
Right.
It was still a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, so if the Food Network comes a-calling again, you'd say yes, though?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's so much fun.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. This hour, we are talking with Alex Copeland, the cookie artist behind Plenty O' Cookies. I want to say thank you to Jody and Joanne Demo-Hodgins from Marion. Thank you to Jody and Joanne. And this is the time to make your gift of support. We have just about 12 minutes left in the hour, and we'd love to hear from 10 more people making their gifts. Make this hour a great success. We have 12 minutes remaining, and we need to hear from you. We want you to attend this event if that fits into your budget, but also we need you to show your support for public radio. This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. It's our spring membership drive, and your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides with Amy Jurevich and All Things Considered and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and Morning Edition, all of these programs are paid for with listener support. In return for your membership, we're offering you a great gift. 2 tickets to an exclusive WOSU member-only event. It's a cookie decorating workshop. 2 tickets for you, so that is you and a guest, for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. Give now at WOSU.org or call us at 866-897-9678. And give before the hour ends. As I said, we are down to about 11 minutes remaining. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. We're hoping to hear from 10 more people, but we need to hear from you now. This class will be held on Thursday evening, May 8th at 6 p.m. at the WOSU headquarters in our Ross Community Studio. During the event, you will learn to master the art of sugar cookie decorating. You'll leave the class with all the knowledge and skills you need to dazzle your family and friends with fabulously decorated sweet treats. Alex is going to teach you the basics of decorating down to the final icing details, including the art of piping delicate royal icing. Don't miss your chance to get a seat in this exclusive class just for WOSU members. But you have to secure your seat now. Before the hour ends, give now. You and a guest will have a wonderful time, so don't miss out. 2 tickets for $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180. The class includes all the cookies and the supplies, and then WOSU is providing refreshments and free parking. Give now at WOSU.org or call to make your gift, 866-897-9678. Now, the tickets for this class are limited. You're running out of time to secure your spot. Support All Sides for that $15 a month gift, and you get a great experience in return. But also, as a regular listener to All Sides, you know you're going to hear a diverse range of topics. Every Monday, we bring you the Reporter Roundtable. You hear the latest news about bills moving through the State House. We recently aired the latest season of Untangled, where we take a complicated issue and untangle it for you. We'll explain it in detail. Our most recent series of untangling was Untangled Caregiving. And we talked about our complicated elder care system, how to navigate it, and also how to care for the caregiver. A show like Untangled from All Sides, and these shows are in-depth, they're thoughtful, and they're created for you, our listeners. If you appreciate this kind of journalism, make a gift today. Go to WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And I want to say thank you to Katie from Columbus. So now we have 9 more gifts to go. And we also heard from Kathleen Wilson from Columbus. Thank you, Kathleen. Again, so that's 8 gifts to go, if I can count. Do I know how to? 8 gifts to go, and we have about 8 minutes remaining. So that is perfect. We're going to make this goal, but not until we hear from you. Give now at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. So over all of your years of baking, Alex, I'm sure that you have, you know, come across all of the things on social media where people are always trying to share hacks and teach you how to do this and that about baking. Do you pay attention to those? Do you ever try some of them just to see if they work? You know, like just you see a video of someone doing something, you're like, oh, I wonder if my butter will explode if I do that.
I do pay attention to them. I feel like most of them are not actual hacks. I actually talked to people at CookieCon about this. I don't necessarily think I trust the whole, oh, you can make cake flour by substituting some cornstarch into your all-purpose flour.
Not true.
I don't think it's necessarily true. I'm sure it'll come out okay, right? I'm sure it'll be fine. But I don't think there's necessarily like that substitute. And then I've also seen something where it says if you put granulated sugar into your food processor and you blend it for like a long time, it creates powdered sugar. Powdered sugar, if you look at the bag, I believe it has cornstarch in it as well. Hmm. So there are other things that, you know, for most people, it'll probably work out just fine for whatever the recipe is. But for me personally, I know sometimes there's a little science behind it that I'm like, listen, I can't do the substitutions. Like,
there's
that.
A lot of science in baking. Yeah.
And you really have to follow it, because if not, it will not come out right. My sister, I've tried to teach her baking and she's messed it up multiple times. I'm like, Ashley, believe it or not, that recipe, you have to follow.
You have to
that.
Be willing to follow the recipe. You can't just make it up. Yeah. Or else the baking powder is important for a reason. And there's a certain amount, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think that there are some hacks or tools or, you know, there are different uses for normal items that us cookie decorators, we figure out. And I like to share that with other people because, you know, I'm not going to gatekeep. If I find something that works and it's helpful, I would love to help other people. Mm-hmm. So there are stencils for airbrushing on cookies, right? Mm-hmm. And drying stencils is so annoying because it's this little piece of maybe like acetate or something, and there's no great way to dry a bunch at a time. Well, one day I was like, you know, what if I used a slinky? So I know, how wild is that? So I took a slinky and I folded it into itself to make like a round slinky, right?
Yeah.
So I connected it, intertwined it, and it just stayed in that shape. And then I put the stencils in between those little slots.
And they like stood up. Yeah,
they stood up so they could dry. They're not touching each other.
Amazing.
And, you know, I shared that with the cookie community and everyone was like, oh my gosh, that's genius. And I mean, that makes me happy that I can help other people out like that.
Wow. What? Who knew? Another
I
use
know,
of the sling. Who
right?
knew? Yes. And I want to say thank you to MJ Gravel from New Albany. And thank you to Michelle May from Columbus. That means we have 6 more to go. And we are down to less than 6 minutes remaining in the hour. So 6 more gifts. We can meet this goal right now when we hear from you. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Michelle made a comment to say, in a world of misinformation, I continue to trust public radio. Well, Michelle, we thank you so much for your commitment to WOSU today. Speaking of just seeing things online, I saw a funny video that was talking about turning your cookies, and it meant to turn the tray, you know, like turn the tray around in the oven, like partway through. If you're because some ovens are uneven, I guess.
Yeah.
But people were taking it as like turning your cookies, like flipping them over.
Oh my gosh, I did see that. I did see some. They're like, oh, if you want evenly baked cookies, you have to
You have to turn them.
And I'm like, oh, okay. First of all, I don't think that's necessarily the worst thing that could happen. It could create that crust on both sides, so it probably would taste just fine, but it sounds like a lot of work.
And it sounds like they would fall apart. I think they would get smushed or something. They wouldn't retain their shape. Maybe it would work with just like a circle or a square. But
I've also seen something where someone put, you know, their cookie dough in a skillet and they kind of like scrambled it in there to cook it. And I said, that's a little wild to me. I would eat it. Don't get me wrong.
I think I saw people trying to make cookies in an air fryer one time. Can you do that? I don't know.
I'm sure you could. I feel like an air fryer is very much a...
do anything in it.
I feel like it's very much like a tabletop convection oven.
Yeah.
And I will say, with ovens, if anyone's looking to buy ovens, every oven is different. And always get an oven thermometer. Because I don't think anyone's oven is actually completely accurate.
So if it says to bake at 350 and your oven says 350, don't trust it?
Unless you have an oven thermometer that tells you that it's at 350, I would say that's like one of my biggest tips that I tell people is get an oven thermometer, because your oven, it's not going to bake at the same temperature as what you type in.
So is it like it's like a little thing you put in the oven, inside the oven?
Yeah, they sell things that it'll hook directly onto your rack, or you can set it in the bottom. And then there are different places that get like hot spots in your oven and...
Yeah, have you found ovens that have different temperatures in different parts of the oven?
Yeah. So when I was looking for ovens for my space, right, there's a regular oven, there's a convection oven, there's a true convection oven. They're all different, and, you know, a regular oven, and then there's also gas and electric. Mm. With gas, what's so difficult about it is you have the flame, and as soon as it gets up to temperature, it turns off. So then it drops down, and then it kicks back on and turns it up. So you're going to have – it's going to get – hot and cold for a little bit while you're baking. So I don't really like using gas ovens for baking. But then if you have electric and you have just a normal one, there's going to be hot spots and the air is not circulating. A convection is going to have a fan in there to circulate the hot air. A true convection is going to have a heating element in the fan. So I've done a lot of research on ovens. So yeah, I would say get an oven thermometer and you'll find out.
Are you gas or electric fan? Which one?
Electric.
Electric?
For baking. For baking.
Yes. Okay. This is 89.7 NPR News. We are down to about 3 minutes remaining in the hour. I want to say thank you to Anastasia Snyder from Grandview and also Brian Talbot from New Albany, which means that we now have three more. I don't know. We're down to three more to go. It's three more to go this hour. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. So thank you to Anastasia. Thank you to Brian. And thank you for your support. So three more to go in the hour. We're down to just about 2.5 minutes remaining in the hour. This is our spring membership drive. You're running out of time to make that gift today. Don't wait. Give now. You'll make this hour a great success when we hear from three more people. But we need to hear from you now. Make this hour a success. You know, we had a goal a few minutes ago of hearing from 10 more. So three to go. And you'll get a great thank you gift in return. Our thank you gift this hour. It's two tickets to a WOSU Public Media exclusive cookie decorating workshop with Alex Copeland from Plenty of Cookies. Join us on Thursday, May 8th at 6 o'clock. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind event. $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. Go to WOSU.org or call us at 866-897-9678. You're going to learn the best tips, tricks, and techniques to help you master the art of sugar cookie decorating. Alex from Plenty of Cookies will come with all the supplies, the freshly baked cookies, the high-quality icing, and the wide range of colorful decorations. And you're going to leave this class with some fabulous-looking cookies. Become a member of the station and surprise a friend with a ticket to this event. Or surprise your mom or grandma. This event is just a few days before Mother's Day. It could be a great Mother's Day event. Give $15 a month as a sustainer or make a one-time gift of $180 to get your tickets to this event. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And now I want to say thank you to Cassandra Gress from Columbus. So now we have two to go. We're down to the last minute. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. Online at WOSU.org. And give now. So we have two more to go to meet our goal for this hour. I'm sure we can meet the goal. Alex Copeland, cookie artist and owner of Plenty of Cookies. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And you'll see Alex if you come to the event. Remember, you'll be supporting public radio with that gift now. Remember, give now to get a spot in our special cookie decorating workshop. Parking is free. The event will have light refreshments. You'll walk away with some beautiful cookies. And your gift will support public radio. If you listen to All Sides every day, then we're asking you to support a program you listen to and that you value. You listen to this station for news you can trust. You hear news and information that you trust each and every day. Today, we're asking you to support that news with a gift. Make this drive a great success. We're still waiting to hear from two more people in this last minute. I know we can do it. We can meet this goal. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. $15 a month as a sustainer, a one-time gift of $180, and you'll get two tickets to our exclusive cookie decorating workshop. Again, 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. Secure these tickets now. We can't wait to see you at the event. This is All Sides with Amy Jurevich. This is 89.7 NPR News. Thanks for joining us.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.